Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts with some more on U.S. agricultural international trade. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. This week, we've been covering the topic of U.S. agricultural trade, triggered somewhat on the recent report by USDA that we finished fiscal year 2024 with another year of having an agricultural trade deficit. The same report also gazed into their crystal ball to project that for the current fiscal year 2025, that started October 1st, we'll end up with a year of minus $45.5 billion. Getting back on the positive side will benefit from prices raising on the things that we sell and the cost going down of the imports that we bring into the country. It will also be good to have a more dedicated effort at building markets throughout the world. Yes, there are some uncertainty on what that might be as we look at the incoming administration, who have been fairly vocal advocates for using tariffs, but it's also important to have an updated and actual farm bill passed and signed into law. As she explained in her October Farm Bureau Market Intel report, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Betty Resnick shared that Title III of the Farm Bill is dedicated to trade. This takes the form of either foreign food aid or actual export market development. Title III of the Farm Bill is a very small portion of the overall Farm Bill, just 0.4%, but it's critical to have the programs within this legislation working. Without a Farm Bill, everything comes to a stop. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.